Up next, Flora is here. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
Flora Luckman with our video pick of the week. What have we got this week?
This week, how to boost your bicycle.
And
if that's not self-explanatory, we can give you a little more.
This is Science Friday from NPR. And how to boost your bicycle. That doesn't mean steal it, right?
No. We were not telling you how to do that. Right. And all you wouldn't want to boost your own. But it's the story of 22-year-old Maxwell von Stein. He's a graduate from the Cooper Union here in NYC and studied mechanical engineering. And basically what he did was attached a flywheel to his bike. So it's a big metal
heavy wheel.
Mm-hmm. And he put a transmission on the back hub of his bicycle wheel that allows him to, instead of braking, take the energy from that back wheel and put it into the flywheel, slowing down the bike.
Just like my Prius, or
regenerative braking.
So when he brakes, the energy from him moving forward with the wheels goes to spinning up the flywheel.
Spins up this heavy 15-pound flywheel, which, by the way, is located in between the crossbars, right between your legs, which is another thing that makes the bike different from other bikes. And then that flywheel stores the kinetic energy, and he can actually transfer it back. So if he's going up a hill or something, he can give himself a little boost.
So he doesn't have to pedal as hard going up the hill.
Right.
And, of course, that's going to use up some of the energy in the flywheel.
Right. And then you can power it up again
as it goes down the hill.
As it goes down the hill. And it's really a pretty elegant little design, I thought.
Wow. And you can see this on our video pick of the week. It's up there on our website at Science Friday. He's bicycling around, and he had to design the whole system himself?
Yeah. He took some parts of bicycles that already exist, but he machined a bunch of the things like the chain ring adapter. And so the video also features, if you like tools, this is a good video for you because there were a lot of cool tools at the Cooper Union machine shop, as you might imagine.
But flywheels, as I'm sure you've discovered, this is an old technology, right?
Well, that's what I said. I was like, this is kind of low tech. And he said, well, you know, my version is low tech, but actually his dream is to bring this concept to cars.
Right.
And he said that some car companies are experimenting with the flywheel because it's cheaper than batteries and it's lighter than batteries. And so that's sort of his idea for this.
And it delivers a huge amount of energy at an instant of time, just when you need it. It'll deliver a lot of energy.
He says a kick in the pants is how he describes it.
I know there are experiments I remember even going back to the 60s that they've tried to put flywheels into cars.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe now his idea is actually to see if he could make a flywheel car or then see how that might work.
Yeah. And we've already had a comment on our website about this, and they said, the person said, that great for cars, but I like this for bikes too.
Yeah.
Why not?
Absolutely.
And for New York, it's perfect.
Let's not write off the bike business
so
quickly, because I think it's a great idea. Maybe you make a bigger flywheel. You have to trade off between the weight of that thing on the bike.
Right. I think that's it. You are pedaling around some extra weight. But if you're doing a lot of stopping and starting, like you do in New York City, like riding in traffic, this is really, you can see why this would be helpful.
Yeah, because it's that first push from stationary that's the hardest part of getting on a bike and riding it.
Yeah, and so you're constantly slowing down for cars and speeding up and... Yeah,
and go see this on video pick of the week. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. You'll find it following the Where's the Octopus video, still being viewed.
One more little plug for that.
It's breaking 250,000 views. And it's up there, and it's really, I think it's a great idea. I think this is going to catch on. It's something everybody can do their own.
Oh, I hope so. And you know what? Maxwell von Stein, this was a classic case of why he was in front of the camera. He is really a smart kid, you can tell.
All right. Our video pick of the week up there in Science Friday. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
And while you're there, you can download our iTunes and podcasts of the video, and we do podcasts of our audio shows. And also there you can join our website and log on to our Twitter, and also join folks on SciFry at our Facebook account. So that's about all the time we have for today. Stay with us. Next week, we'll be right back. If you want to send us some email, you can send us at scifry@sciencefriday.com. Also, you can send us the regular old-fashioned way, Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.